weaknesses in the system. Perhaps you could point out what those weaknesses are and the action being taken on them. And also, if you could inform us of the measures in place to ensure effective, transparent investigations of corruption-related offenses and the punishment of those responsible. My final issue today is issue 12 on reproductive rights. This committee is troubled by the apparent prevalence of unsafe abortions in the Maldives and the stigma that surrounds reproductive care. This leads to youth and unmarried women resorting to dangerous procedures, causing severe health complications and sometimes even death. A 2012 study found that 25% of women in the Maldives knew someone who had an unsafe abortion. So how is the state party planning to address this serious situation? What efforts have been taken to collect data on the prevalence of unsafe and illegal abortions? This was recommended by this committee in our previous concluding observations. And also, if you could kindly advise us how you raise awareness about access to abortion across the Maldives, including island, atoll, and rural communities. We're aware that abortion is criminalized under the Penal Code, with termination of pregnancy legal only within 120 days of conception under specific conditions, and that the fatwa issued by the Fiqh Academy of Maldives expands these conditions, allowing for abortion in cases of sexual abuse, incest, and significant fetal abnormalities within 120 days and beyond this period when the mother's life is at risk. However, we're concerned by reports of that medical practitioners, medical professionals, refuse to perform abortions even in these permitted circumstances. So how do you ensure that the procedural and legal requirements for accessing abortion in cases of sexual abuse and incest don't create barriers for the victims? And in addition to the criminalization of marital rape under the Sexual Offenses Act, what measures are in place to protect women who seek abortion because of marital rape and to ensure that spousal consent is not required for abortion? What steps are being taken to amend the Penal Code to allow for abortion at a woman's request in non-life-threatening health circumstances, such as mental health considerations? Not all health facilities provide abortion, as I've mentioned, despite the authorization. So if you could detail the steps being taken to approve access to safe and legal abortion for those who are most vulnerable, for children, for persons with disabilities, victims of gender-based violence, for example, and how do you ensure that accessible post-abortion care services are in place, particularly for women who have suffered from gender-based violence. Those would be my questions initially for this afternoon, and I look forward to the replies from the delegation. Thank you.